Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is May 1st, 2024. It is Wednesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Grimoire Society. So let's get your day going with a little magic. We are talking about peonies, and we're going to talk about the peony in a magical sense. So we know that they have quite a history. They are shortly lived because they only bloom during April through June. So let's talk about their magical properties. And this comes to us from patheos.com. So you can cultivate the roots of the plant for drying in the autumn. And you can dry flowers by tying them in a bunch and hanging the blossoms upside down in a dark, cool area. You can create a necklace from the seeds to wear as a protective amulet. You can place bouquets or garlands of dried peonies in your bedroom or around the house. You can use the petals and amulets, incense blends, ritual bath sachets, and add the dried root to spell bags. So the flower is associated with the sun and the yang energy. So there's no surprise that it also corresponds with the zodiac sign Leo and fire element. Peony is said to attract fairies, according to Morgan Daimler, who we've had on the show. And it is pretty cool. For the ancient Greeks, the plant symbolized healing, and it is a sign of healthy marriage in Japanese culture. So it really seems to have such a beautiful balance. It kind of feels like it's one of those in-between elements, and I think decorating your home with it could lead to a lot of joy, happiness, a good marriage, attracting the fae, protection, and things like that. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from theconversation.com. Why so few witches were executed in Wales in the Middle Ages. And this came out on April 10th. So the fear of witchcraft led to centuries of persecution and executions across Europe. While there were an estimated 500 executions in England and between 3,000 and 4,000 killings in Scotland, only 5 people were hung for witchcraft in Wales. Early modern Wales was a unique place, especially for its outlook on witchcraft. Distinct elements of Welsh culture, including superstition and religion, halted the witch trials seen across the rest of Britain and Europe. In fact, the witch is steeped in Welsh culture. There is speculation among some researchers that the traditional tall black hat of the Welsh woman served as inspiration for the wide-brimmed hat of the fairy tale witch. Yet, Wales saw no witch hunt. So what could be the reason for the lack of persecutions? So Welsh court records dating back from the 16th century and onward were held at the National Library of Wales. So we know from those trial records that suspicions and verbal accusations of witchcraft were also common in Wales, just like it was in Britain and Europe. And they also happened under very similar circumstances. So in the records, there's like bitter arguments between neighbors and family members, cattle being bewitched, horses killed, pigs perish, things like that. But for a long time, Welsh has been seen as a land of magic and superstition and the supernatural, especially by outsiders. And English men and women sometimes traveled to Wales for financial and personal consultations with enchanters. So I think that is a really interesting thing to look at when you look at like which crazes and witch hunts, and the fact that Wales was kind of spared because magic and witchcraft was already a part of its kind of existence and being. And I think that's really fascinating. It makes me really, really want to visit. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Wednesday, May 1st. The last quarter moon continues to revolutionize in Aquarius today. Here, the moon squares the sun. With the sun and moon square, we may be feeling a little unsettled. Our confidence takes a bit of a hit, as we may be a little oversensitive about our egos. Take care not to take yourself too seriously today. We're on the sensitive side during this transit, and it'll be a little too easy to get us off our game. Remember that you have inherent worth that no one can take from you, and that gives you intrinsic value. Even so, it may be a good idea to treat yourself today. Remind yourself of your own value by doing something nice for yourself. It may just be the boost that you need. Your daily moon mantra is, you are what you believe yourself to be. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2...
So today is May 1st, aka May Day, aka Beltane. So let's talk about it. This comes to us from the countrysidecharity.org.uk. So Beltane. The Celts named the first day of May Beltane, which is one of the four fire festivals throughout the year, along with Embolc, Lammas, and Samhain. The Celts saw Beltane as the beginning of summer and brought life and fertility back to the world. Bel was the Celtic deity or god, and the name Beltane means fire of Bel. So fire was central to the celebrations on the belief that it had protective powers, and it was thought that rituals of walking around or even leaping over bonfires would bring good fortune, fertility, and happiness to people and their livestock. People created household fires, relit from the bonfires, and houses were decorated with flowers. And naturally, the rituals were accompanied by a lot of feasting and merriment. As the years went by, the festivities came to include the crowning of a May queen and dancing around the maypole. Of course, this is a custom which still takes place in towns and villages across the country. It involves a group of people doing an intricate dance around a tall pole whilst holding a ribbon. It requires much concentration and practice to avoid everyone ending up in a big tangle. So if you're passing through the Warwickshire, you can see permanent maypoles on the village greens of Dunchurch and Welford-on-Avon. Oliver Cromwell put an end to May Day festivities with his Puritan beliefs, and many maypoles were removed, but happily the rituals were reinstated under Charles II, earning him the name of the Merry Monarch. So some interesting and quirky traditions that take place today, such as the Clun Greenman Festival, Edinburgh's Beltane Fire Festival, Jack and the Green Festival, and Helsinn's Flora and Furry Dance, which is in Cornwall. Yeah, it's a time of merriment. So take some time to enjoy the beginning of warmer weather in the green space near you. And I think that is the ultimate point of Beltane. So if you'd like to celebrate May Day at home, you can follow the ritual of washing your face in morning dew, believed to maintain youthfulness and beauty, or adopt the Irish tradition of decorating a bush in your garden with ribbons, blossoms, and shells. Or simply take some time to enjoy the beginning of warmer weather in a green space near you. With the hawthorn blossom blooming, tender new leaves emerging, and the industrious foraging of birds for their nests and young, you're sure to find something to appreciate during May Day. Ah, it makes me want to lay in the grass. So there is a website called Beltane.org, and it's really well done. This is actually a really nice website. And they go into Beltane and how Beltane is a like fire festival and how it comes from the Celts. But it does say that in 1988, Edinburgh's fire festivals were brought to life once more, led by Angus Farquhar, when the industrial band Test Stepped, who took part in the first Beltane performance. The inspiration here was the idea of recreating a sense of community and appreciation of the cyclical nature of the seasons and our connection to the environment. So with the aid of choreographer Lindsay John and a folklorist Margaret Bennett of Edinburgh University School of Scottish Studies, the first performance drew on existing folk traditions surrounding Beltane to create a modern celebration of the festival, which has continued to grow and evolve as the years have gone by. That's really sweet. I love how it like kind of became this ache of community, especially because it had been kind of banned, right? So to see people like ache for it again and just want to be with their community and they want to be outside and they want to celebrate their culture, I think is really beautiful. And I think we are as a world kind of getting back to that, which is really wonderful. All right. So let me tell you a weird little story that happened to me last weekend. So I am on TikTok, right? And everyone was talking about how like people were talking about the numbers 2 and 7. And they were like, how do these two numbers relate? And it provided a lot of quirky videos of people talking about how they feel about the numbers. And it was really cute. And I really loved watching them. So I was like, oh my gosh. I want to make a video and I want to see how people personify the days, because like we all do that, right? We all like know that like Thursday is like an older mature woman and Tuesday is maybe like a younger adult man and like Sunday is kind of this like non-binary granny. Like we're all like we all do this, right? And I was like, let me make a video. I would love to see if everyone agrees with the same personifications or if they have different ones. And I thought it'd be like just a really cute, quirky little thing. So I post about it and someone is like, you know, that's a form of synesthesia, right? And I was like, what? And I Googled it and yeah, I basically discovered thanks to TikTok that I have synesthesia, which the most common one you'll hear about is people who see colors when they hear music. But the one I have is called ordinal linguistic personification, I think it's called. And essentially, something I've done my entire life is for me, weekdays, months, numbers, and letters have personalities, and they are people. They have ages, they have genders, they have relationships, they have feelings. And I thought everyone did this. And I've done it since I was a kid. So like, for example, the letter K is a lot like Miss Honey from Matilda. Like she's young and sweet and kind and she wears skirts. So I thought everybody did this, but I thought it was like one of those things that like was just a quirky human thing that we all did, but no one talks about. Like how we all have a favorite number or how we all use the same burner on the stove. Like just one of those things. So yeah, thanks to TikTok, I learned to have synesthesia, which is interesting. So yeah, it weird when you think everyone does something and then you learn that, like, no. Apparently, it's like 1% of the population. Anyways, that was a weird thing to learn on TikTok on a Monday night. And that's all I'm saying. I just wanted to share because it feels so wild. Like, I had no clue. Anyways, I do want to wrap up this episode of The Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Ashley Hirawaka. Hirakawa, I think. Ashley, if I'm saying your name incorrectly, please let me know. Ashley, you beautiful poetic banshee. Tara, you scrumptious, wise garden nymph. April Reinhardt, you dreamlike avant-garde tropical fish. And Dancing Crone, you badass, earthy Valkyrie queen. Thank you for so much being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And we do have a card pull today. Our card is the Three of Spades from the Jane Austen Tarot. And that card is Rejection. The once popular beaver hat was slowly replaced by the silk top hat. Fashion is ruthless. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources. Anything we mentioned today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.